Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tim Wakefield. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jeff Rabulet. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The DH, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia-Para strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rabulet strikes out. 1 out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis strikes out. 2 outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Benjamin hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bragg hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Rabule is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Rabule is 0-1 in the game. Rabule is hit by the pitch. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Anderson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Rabule moves to third. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis is 0-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Palmeiro is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff is 0-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Wakefield covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jefferson is 0-1 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garcia Parra is 0-1 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 0-1 in the game. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Webster is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bordick is 0-1 in the game. Bordick bunts in front of the plate. Hatberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webster moves to second. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Rabule is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rabule hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ripken tags and scores. Webster tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson strikes out. There goes Bordick. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin strikes out. There goes O'Leary. The throw from Webster to second, and O'Leary is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 2 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Palmeiro moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rabiule fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Benjamin. The throw from Webster and he is safe. Benjamin steals second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bragg is 0 for 1 in the game. Bragg strikes out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Webster is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Leary. Bordick moves to second. Jeff Rabiule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rabiule is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Rabiule hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Palmeiro for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Jim Corsi now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing right field. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatberg takes first base on ball 4. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Mike Benjamin. Donnie Sadler pinch runs for Scott Hatberg. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cummings hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sadler moves to second. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg is 0 for 2 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Sadler moves to third. Two outs. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Donnie Sadler now playing second base. Jason Varitek now catching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Webster is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jefferson strikes out. 1 out. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 3 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.